smoking may seem like it's on a perpetual decline, but Assistant Surgeon General Patrick O'Carroll, who's in charge of the Northwest region for federal health programs, says that's deceptive.
Some of the successes we had kind of stalled out in the last decade. We were reducing rates very well, and now they've sort of plateaued.
In Washington, the overall smoking rate is about 15% of the public. But it's not the office workers huddled near the loading dock that worry the health experts. They really care about teenagers and young adults.
It's worth recognizing that just about nobody takes up smoking after age 25. And something like 9 out of 10 adults who smoke said they began before age 18. So no matter what is said about who they're actually marketing to, it's young people that are picking up this habit.
And once they're addicted, well, we all know how hard it is to quit. Tobacco companies are perpetually coming up with new ways to attract young smokers. In recent years, they've offered fruit-flavored tobacco products and cigars that look like cigarettes. With serious budget cuts in Washington, there are no anti-smoking advertisements or education campaigns. That's all been cut. History shows in states like Florida and California that when anti-smoking campaigns are canceled, more teens do start smoking. Currently, about 1 in 5 high school seniors experiments with cigarettes. On the brighter side, more college campuses are going smoke-free, and some college and high school students have taken it on themselves to lead anti-smoking crusades at their own schools. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.